April is National Bilingual and Multilingual Learner Advocacy Month. That's why we're so excited to tell you about a new special series from Science of Reading, the podcast, that will launch later this month. Over several episodes, we'll talk to leading researchers and practitioners about how the science of reading serves multilingual and English learners, and how to best use the science of reading to support those students in the classroom. That's all starting at the end of this month. Stay tuned to this feed for more.
What if a change in classroom practice could lead to change in reading outcomes? What should reading instruction include to ensure all students have the opportunity to succeed? What does cognitive science tell us about learning to read, and why aren't those learnings applied in our classrooms? Welcome to Science of Reading, the podcast. I'm your host, Susan Lambert from Amplify Education. Join us every 2 weeks as we talk with science of reading experts to explore what it takes to transform our classrooms and develop confident and capable readers. Welcome to our first episode of Science of Reading, the podcast. I'm Susan Lambert, your host, and I'm here today with Greg Dribben. We're here to introduce you to the what and the why of this new podcast series. Hey, Greg, how are you?
Susan, thanks for having me. I am very good and really happy about this series and about joining you today.
Yeah, so we're both here from Amplify Education, both Greg and I. And hey, Greg, I thought maybe you could do a little bit of telling our listeners about Amplify and how they fit into the science of reading world.
Sure. So I'm sure some of you out there have heard of us, but for those of you who haven't, we are an educational company based in Brooklyn, New York, in a neighborhood called Dumbo, which is very popular with tourists. And we work with schools and districts around the country. There's like actually 20,000 schools we're currently working with. I think we actually touch about a couple million, several million students each year, actually. And I don't know. I mean, it's a great place to work. We are all about producing high quality instructional materials. Our programs, I feel like they really work with technology in a very forward thinking way. And overall, like we produce really rich assessment, curriculum, and supplemental programs. And all of it's about taking a unique approach to learning and helping teachers and students in the classroom.
Yeah, it's a great place to work. And just in case our listeners don't know, popular place for tourists, but if anybody stops by to see us at Dumbo, we can show them a great spot in the middle of the street to take a photo op, right?
That's true. In fact, I mean, as I go get a salad every day, I'm sort of like working around the hundreds of people taking photos of the bridges. So there you
Absolutely.
Go. A little tidbit for this.
Fun fact. And just to extend a little bit about why the science of reading world and this technology idea. So Amplify actually started way back looking at assessments and how to make the administration of observational assessments easier for teachers to get better data from students. And it actually started on a Palm Pilot. I wonder how many of our listeners know what a Palm Pilot is.
Well, I gave one away in a garage sale a few weeks back, but that's definitely a blast from the past, but it's important to know where you come from, and those are our origins right there.
Yeah, absolutely. And origins, like just collecting all that data from students around the country really helped us look at what it takes to get students to read. So we've really been sitting in the science of reading space for quite some time now and have been working with that. And now science of reading is all over in the media. What do you think about that?
Well, I mean, clearly this has been something around forever. I've seen more articles in the last year than I have in the last five. It's definitely something that our educators are talking about. Maybe Susan, like taking a step back, do you want to talk about like, you know, what is, when we talk about science of reading, what are we talking about? And what's your take on the movement that's going on and why is it so popular right now?
Yeah, that's a good question. I'm not exactly sure all of the genesis of the movement, but I do know that we know more and more about what it takes to get kids to learn to read. And we're spending so much money in intervention and the cost of intervention that people are looking to, wait a minute, I think there's some other things we can do in the classroom, combined with this big push by parents. You know, parents are saying, my kid's not learning how to read, and I got to figure this out because it seems like I'm not getting any help from the school. And so those two things have sort of come together to sort of really build this movement. And it's really interesting to hear what cognitive science has to say. I mean, we'll introduce you in this podcast to lots and lots of information, including Emily Hanford, who talks about why it is that schools of education aren't picking up cognitive science. But like, we'll save that for our listeners for later, but let's just like talk about the elements of the science of reading. There's lots and lots of talk about this idea of phonics and, you know, word recognition. Kids need to sound out words starting at the really smallest level of phonemes. And so that's been around like since the National Reading Panel, actually. But people are starting to see that, ooh, maybe we should put a phonics layer on top of whatever we're doing in the classroom. But then there's this other element of language comprehension, right? The importance of building background knowledge and vocabulary in the early grades, you know, because all that stuff you know, you actually bring when you read books, and it helps you with your comprehension. So, I mean, I'm super excited that Natalie Wexler is going to be our first one to kick this whole fun podcast off, but she really explores the importance of that. So I guess I've rambled for a while, but all that to say, when we talk about the science of reading, we mean those two things, right? To be a proficient reader, you have to have language comprehension, and you have to be able to have word recognition. So there you go.
That was good. No, absolutely. I loved Natalie's book, The Knowledge Gap. I know a lot of our listeners feel the same way. But we will definitely be, for anyone who hasn't read the book or hasn't heard of it, we will definitely be sharing some more information about it. And as you say, Natalie is our first guest. So, and we have others, just incredible, distinguished guests, including Natalie, Tim Shanahan, who's a premier educator in reading instruction and comprehension, Robert Pondicio, and many others. So, really excited about it. And, you know, maybe Susan, maybe it's a good time to just talk a little bit about also like what the different episodes that are going to be here and what people should expect in the series overall. Like, what are some of the topics maybe that we haven't mentioned so far that will be included in this series? Just maybe talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, I'm so excited about the series. And like you said, we have such a great lineup already. But really, we want to do a few things, I think, is one, we want to bring our listeners what we mean by this science of reading in sort of digestible ways so that they can, you know, start to think about how does this apply to what they're doing in their classroom now. So there's sort of that researchy element that we want to bring to folks. We also want to bring to folks like stories from the field, right? What are practitioners doing that are making a difference? And what are students experiencing? So really being able to get that student voice. So since the audience for this is like primarily educators, I mean, I'm sure other people will pick it up and listen to it, but we want to be able to sort of close that gap between what as all that stuff is that's out there and how are people applying it to really get it into the hands of our listeners to start making change.
Exactly. And I would say, you know, based on the lineup, I mean, every episode is going to have something a little bit different. Based on the guest and their experience and their, you know, their area of expertise. So really looking forward to the different types of programming. And maybe it's a good time also to let our listeners know that we have an incredible community page on Facebook, and it's called Science of Reading, the Community. And we already have about 700 people or so that have joined. And this is the place where we're like, we want to hear from you. Like, what, you know, who do you want to hear from? What topics are important to you? What what successes and challenges are you experiencing around the science of reading in the classroom? So like that is going to be a great forum to give us some new ideas to bring you what you want.
Yeah, and what's going to be great about that is we'll post in the Science of Reading, the community, when each episode has been released, and would be great to just get conversation on each episode to find out what people are taking away from it or what they're thinking more about. So I'm really excited. That's going to be an amazing professional development opportunity for all of us. These episodes are going to come out every other week, but link to each of those episodes will be show notes. So our listeners can go into the show notes to find the resources that are relevant for that episode. And so that's just another opportunity for professional development. So we're all about learning.
Awesome. Yeah. And also just we know how busy everyone is out there. So each episode, which will be every 2 weeks, it's going to be around a half hour, 35 minutes or so. So great to listen to, you know, in your car, on the treadmill, or wherever you are. Yeah. So I think, I don't know. I mean, I think maybe it's time to say, to sign off. And I personally, I'm so excited about this, and all my colleagues. I mean, we're all working on this together, and we want to hear from you. And so I guess just to close, I want to say, please join us on this Science of Reading journey. Visit our Facebook page, which again is Science of Reading, the community. And it's going to be really a fun ride. We're really excited about it.
We are. Thanks so much, Greg. Talk to you soon.
Thanks for having me. Bye-bye, Susan.
We're so grateful to our amazing guest today and to all of you making a difference in the lives of students every single day. Be sure to check the show notes for resource links from today's podcast, and we want to hear your stories and successes. Follow us on Facebook at Science of Reading, the community, or send an email to sormatters@amplify.com. Tell us what guests you think we should book, or tell us about the research that really excites you. And be sure to hit the subscribe button on your favorite podcast app so you don't miss an episode. Until next time, I'm Susan Lambert from Amplify Education.